For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. In the backwoods of Columbia, under a railroad crossing, a dark silver pipe lines the floor of a stream bed. One day this past February, a group of grad students and the Congaree Riverkeeper visited this site to take samples of the water.
And we noticed something kind of funky at the other side of this railroad bridge.
That's Bill Stangler, the Congaree Riverkeeper. He monitors and advocates for the health of Columbia's waterways. Instead of its usual clear blue, Stangler says the water was a turbid gray.
And so I walked right up, and by the time I realized what it was, I was standing about 2 feet away from a broken sewer force main that was pumping out a whole heck of a lot of sewage into this creek.
Stangler says the spill could have been going on for months without being noticed. The area was last visited just after the flood in October by the city's utilities department. Stangler estimates around 5 million gallons of raw sewage got into the stream. He immediately called the state health department, who stopped the leak within 48 hours. Leaks like this have become commonplace in Columbia. The problem began years ago, as past city councils put off maintaining the already old piping system.
It all goes back to what I've seen called the lost decade of kind of infrastructure spending. Sewer pipes are underground. They're not a sexy project. Nobody goes to city council meeting and says, you've got to fix these broken sewer pipes.
By 2009, there were 22 leaks per 100 miles of wastewater piping. That's when the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency stepped in. They had the city of Columbia commit to a reduction in sanitary sewage overflow, or SSOs, by 2025. The EPA has other agreements like this around the country. They say Columbia's sewage overflows aren't unique to a city its size. The city's utility department says wet weather is the biggest cause of sewage overflows in Columbia. So when 30 inches fell on the city this past October, Stangler says there were overflows in the entire system. Even months later, sewage pipes exploded from the overload.
It looked like a mountain waterfall, except it was all raw sewage. And you had people out here fishing, kind of like these guys are today. I saw a kayaker go right by it.
A couple miles down the road is Sarah Rothenberg's lab. She's a public health professor at USC. She says exposure to raw sewage like that can cause gastrointestinal problems, among other issues.
Yes, so raw sewage contains viruses. So, of course, if you drink the water, you can get sick. And if you have body contact with the water, you could get sick.
Rothenberg adds she's worried not enough is being done to stop what she considers a public health issue.
Columbia Metro has until 2025 to repair the aging infrastructure. And in the meantime, we have to live with these SSOs.
In some circumstances, the city has shut down sections of our waterways to recreation. But there's only been one boil water advisory due to sewage, and that was after the flood. Joey Jaco is at the head of repairing Columbia's wastewater system. He takes the situation seriously, but warns there's no quick fix.
There is not a project we can do that eliminate sewer overflows system-wide.
Jaco says his department has been working on repairing these leaks for years, even before the EPA got involved. Right now, the department is focused on finding where the biggest problems are in the system and investing resources there. With $80 million to invest, that'll mean new sewer line, rehabbing old pipes, new manholes, and upgrading pumping stations. Jaco says these renovations will reduce SSOs, but it's not going to happen right away.
We still could only get so many projects done a year, so I think We've about reached to the point that we're doing everything we possibly can to eliminate SSOs.
Jaco adds they're investing all the money and manpower they can handle, but it'll probably take another 10 to 15 years to really see the effect. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.